Blog Talk Radio.
Shout out to Adrian Adonis. Yeah. This ain't no video game. Yeah. This life will only give you 1 year. I swear, my brothers, we are locked up in a brutal scene.
Damn.
Fuck underground, I'm thunderbound. So point the arrow now. Damn. I built the pyramid and rose the sun. So call me Pharaoh now.
Rabbit
that's just some food for thought. So take it like a protein.
Yeah.
I live in places that's so anti-black and pro-green.
Damn.
Money over Africans, but we ain't really Africans.
Again.
Divide us like we fractions, so we won't reclaim our past again.
God
so tell your fucking pastor, Robin Master, take a class again.
Yeah.
Cause I'm gonna show these people there's no need for you to ask them.
Nah.
Just get up on your knees and talk to God. Don't worry about your sin.
I'm telling you the truth, my words, my bond, and I can vouch for him.
This light up in the tunnel, can't you see it? You just blast it down.
I'm tired of all my people. See, that's niggas with no action plan.
And I didn't choose to rap, it just fell into a backup plan.
So let it go so he can show you how he's built a master plan.
Yeah.
I rise with the sun.
Even if you ain't the same, and treat your lady with respect, even if she hates your vein. It's easier to do the bad, I'm urging you to please refrain. Read about some righteousness or open up a business, man. If you don't really feel this, turn it off and toss it in the drain.
Cause I ain't got no feelings for no sheep who's lost without his brain.
Michael Brown, he left me with a frown, but he should've known better, man.
When they looking for a reason to put a bullet in his letter, man.
And don't you get the clue that all these people scared of all us?
Cause we made it through that slavery by Rolexes and Rovers.
And you can't hold us down,
we hold the crown for majors before us.
And though you play with money, we still know that you below us.
Now look what you done did, I'm so mixed, I'm just mixed up.
Cause I can see the point of every picture with these scriptures.
If you never take a handout, you can never be a victim.
So I don't participate inside these pretty little prisms.
Money,
military, college.
Welcome. This is Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33, and today is Sunday, Sun is Helios, Day is Deity, Sunday, August the 20th of 2017, and the time is 12:30 p.m. Central Time. As always, we have another outstanding show scheduled for you today, and as you know, I'd like to get right into the meat of the message. I know your time is valuable, respect you, and respect your time, so I do not want to waste your time. I want to spend as much time revealing, explaining, illuminating, and simplifying the word of God, the word of Yahuwah and his son, Yahushua. So today, my brothers, today, my sisters, we're going to talk about a very, very powerful topic today. We're going to talk about this plain path. Specifically, we want to break down neurobics. Not neurobics as far as like aerobics or anaerobics, as in a physical exercise. We want to talk about neurons and neurobics, which is a term that was coined back in the day. And as I talk about this inside of my book, Theocentric Nutrition or Neurotheology and Nutrition, this is also inside of my book, Neurotheology, how the brain and how the Word of God affects the brain. And the reason that we want to discuss this today, my brothers and sisters, is because of many of us are on a path that is not plain. The path that we are on, my brothers and sisters, is the wrong one. And the reason that we know it is the wrong one is because it is not plain. And it is this ability to under, over, and understand or wrap our brain around this path that allows us to see our own flaws or our own faults. This ability, again, comes from the process of self-analyzation. A good friend of mine, Brother Roman, shared with me a video that talks about spec imaging or brain imagery, or the ability to take images of the human brain and how that assists people with mental diagnosis. This is something that I started many, many years ago when I had that done with myself, as far as having my brain imaged and understanding the importance of knowing from a neurological perspective what damages or what adversity or what you are up against when we are talking about, again, oscillating or vibrating on the plain path. The plain path, my brothers, the plain path, my sisters, is a pattern. These patterns release or establish a particular pathogen. This path that has this pattern that results in this pathogen. This is released by the Word of God that it talks about in the book of Psalms, chapter 27, verse 11. So your path is established by the Word. And the Bible says that the entrance of thy word gives light. So words establishes paths. Paths establishes pathogens. Pathogens establishes patterns. Without this under, over, inner standing, you will not be able to rewire the neurological network of the human brain. Therefore, you would not be able to engage in neurobics. Neurobics, my brothers and sisters, is the ability to understand how to totally activate glutamine, dopamine, endorphins, and the anticholine. These are all mood stabilizers that are released inside the brain that helps to establish the neurotransmitters or the chemical messengers or chemical angels that are responsible for communicating along the various pathways with inside of the nervous system. This system, again, I established 20 years ago when I started to rewire my own brain. And it's interesting because you activate or you go down what is called the vagus. V-A-G-U-S nerve that is at the base of the brain, and it goes down your spinal cord or your spinal column, so you can actually use neuronutrients or excitotoxin that has a wide spectrum of what is called polar lipids, which is all vividly explained inside of my book, Neurotheology and Nutrition, where I break down what nutrition that you need to eat in order to rewire and redesign the human brain. It is very important, my brothers and sisters, because you are what you eat. What you eat is the result of what you think. And you cannot see the plane. You cannot see the playing field. You cannot see plainly. The plain path is the life path. There is a way, the scripture says, that there is a way that appears to be right to a man, but in the end, it leads to death. Proverbs chapter 14, verse 12. I spent a long time on that plan and on that path, my brothers and sisters. And it's very, very important to understand when you are on that path and to understand how to get off that path. It's totally up to you. Has nothing to do with anybody else or anything else outside of the self. It's totally within inside of your landscape to be able to rewire the brain And I break this down inside of both of the books, Neurotheology and Neurotheology and Nutrition. And the reason why this is so important is because many people, again, are suffering needlessly through things that they need not suffer. And when they are in it, they don't know how to get out of it. Most of my suffering, again, is self-induced. And in fact, I cannot think logically or emotionally of anything that is not, that has happened in my life that is not self-induced. I cannot think of anything, not one thing, not one. I cannot think of one adverse effect that has happened to me that is not self-induced. Therefore, if it is self-induced, it can be self-corrected. There is nothing that is needed outside of the self in order to, again, regulate the self. Without this over understanding, you will always seek a gadget. When I was a police officer, I depended upon my gun. When I went to the corrections, I depended upon my brain, my wits, my wherewithal. Without this over and understanding, my brothers and sisters, you will not be able to find the plain path. The plain path is the only path that releases a pathogen, that establishes a pattern, that takes you down a pathway. Without the understanding, my brothers and sisters, you will not be able to find the plain path. The word path refers to a smooth plane. A smooth plane against a rugged typography or topography. It is the ability to understand, my brothers and sisters, that you really, really must understand who you are. Otherwise, you will seek outside assistance. Because you don't understand and accept thyself, then you go and you seek outside of the self. And it's very important, my brothers and sisters, because what I'm sharing with you and what I have in the two books that I mentioned is the foundation for neurological sound health, or what I call neurobiotics. It is neurobics, not aerobics, but neurobics, understanding how your neurology must go through a physical fitness, if you will, in order for you to establish mental fitness, in order for you to be mentally sound, in order for you to be mentally sound, brothers and sisters, it is very important. Without mental soundness, you will always be at the whim and wham of some guru. Let me make sure you understand, my brothers and sisters. Unless you are on a plane or a level playing field, you are at a disadvantage because the enemy can hide in the hills. See, the enemies can easily lurk in the hills and the valleys. So my brain is up and down. So I had to figure out a way by which to level the playing field. And the way that I did that was encapsulated inside of both of those books that you should already have, which is the book Neurotheology and Nutrition and the book Neurotheology and the Word. The neurons of God is in the Word of God. Heavenly Father, touch the minds of your people. Psalms chapter 27, as we started off the show talking about, it says, teach me thy way, O Lord, and lead me in the plain path because of mine enemies. The scripture says that the enemies in the last days would be those of your own household. That means that enemies are in your own head. It has nothing to do with anybody outside of you. Your enemy, the enemies are those of your own household. And so we must clean out our own household. So, Brother Will, what are you saying? Well, inside of my book, Neurotheology, How Words Affect the Brain. The brain is plastic. It's made of what is called neuroplasticity. As you may or may not know, I spent 5 years studying neuroplasticity. When I went to pre-med, I wanted originally to be a medical doctor and got sidetracked. But I need you to understand that I spent a lot of time studying neurotheology. what I term neurotheology, what science called neuroplasticity. The Bible says in 1 John chapter 4, verse 1, believed, our beloved, believe not every spirit. That's every frequency, wave, or vibration. So what I'm going to teach you today, brothers and sisters, is how to rewire your brain, how to establish a new neural network so that way you can override the existing neurological network. This is what is, again, taught in most medical schools. And if you can wrap your brain around this, your life will never be able the same, will never be the same, as is with all of my teachings. I had the fortunate opportunity to talk with, again, five brand new clients, if you will, that I've never spoken with before, never met before, and they were all sharing with me how just listening to the words of some of the shows that I've done over the years had such a powerful impact on them, their wives, and their children. One of the things that I've talked about, and I will say again, in Hebrews chapter 6, verse 1, therefore, leaving the principles of the doctrine of Christ, let us go on to perfection, not laying again the foundation of repentance from dead works and of faith toward God, of the doctrine of baptism. This is what we should go on from. The doctrine of baptism and the laying on of hands and of the resurrection of the dead and of eternal judgment. And this we will do if God permits. For it is impossible for those who are once enlightened, if they were to turn away, to be returned back to the faith. Now, the reason that I talk about this is because many people, myself included, are under a hypnotic trance or spell that is called bad behavior. So we have a loop that our reticular activating system keeps playing. It's like a record. And a record back at the old school LPs or record players, back when I was a kid, you dropped the needle onto the record and it stayed in the groove. And sometimes that groove would skip or you could scratch your record. And your parents, my dad would go cuckoo. Boy, you scratch up my records. That's your brain works similar. Your brain works similar to a record. There's grooves. Those grooves are called a neural network or a neurological pathway, a neurological highway. So the way that you rewrite this neurological highway, this is the study of what is called neuroscience. This is behavioral modification. This is my entire Clarinomics program. It is the study of neurotheology and neuroplasticity. It is the understanding of the scientific and the religious ramifications and how it affects the brain. So how do you control your behavior? How do you change your attitude? How do you change and control, again, your personality? How do you rewrite your entire belief system? Now, you got to remember, I've studied most major, not the little ones, but most major world religions. But when I studied them, I actually believed them. I went into them. How do you do that? I've had over 68 jobs changed totally. How do you change your mental landscape? And I went through and talked to, you know, as you guys know the story, so I'm not going to bore you with going over my past. But the frontal lobe of the brain governs your motivated abilities, payoff, your reward system. So the frontal lobe is where your attention, where your motivation is. So if you really study neuroscience, you understand that meditation or prayer affects the frontal lobe. So there was a great study that was done by a neuroscientist at the University of Pennsylvania by the name of Dr. Andrew Newberg. Dr. Andrew Newberg studied the cerebral brain flow inside of a group of nuns as they prayed. And what Dr. Newberg found out was the hippocampus is the center of memory, and it navigates or assists in the navigation of the blood flow through the brain. So there's certain things that you can manipulate the blood flow of the brain, thereby doing and practicing what I call neurobics. I've been doing it for 20 years. So when I talk to a therapist and they try to figure out how the hell you exist on earth, because I can change my brain pattern while my brain, if I can talk today, is connected to the EKG machine. Can you do that? You should be able to do that. You should be able to regulate the blood flow to your frontal lobe anytime you want. You should be able to. No one outside of you should be able to affect the brain flow in you. However, that is not the case for most of us because we're not on the plain path. The plain path releases a pathogen, if you want to use that term, that puts you on a pathway to establish a new pattern. But the word plain in the original text means smooth plain. That is against the backdrop of a rugged topography. That means there's a bunch of mountains in the background. Those are your enemies. Those are your negative thoughts. That's the old negative habit pattern. It's in the background, but you want a new smooth. It's like coming from the hills and going out to a flat surface and you're driving on the desert. I don't know about you, but when you're driving through a hilly area, you can't see because the road has a lot of curves and there's a lot of mountains. There's a lot of forest. You can't see ahead, so you got to drive slower because you can't see. That's where most of us live our lives. We live our life in a very rugged, in a very hilly area. But what if you drove on a very flat, a very smooth surface, a very even, a very level, where your sense of sight was evident, where you could see, where you was free from obstruction? Psalm chapter 27, verse 11 in the Helios Biblias, that's what it means, free from obstruction. So I've done this so long that now, regardless of the hills, I see through the hills because I've been down this road so many times that now I live my life free from obstruction. Even though they are there, I don't see them. Heavenly Father, touch the minds of your people. So let me make sure you understand. See, the Bible says, for as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. Eat and drink, said he to thee, but his heart is not with thee. If your heart is not in it, you can't win it. That's why I say I don't do nothing in love anymore. Nothing out of love. So you with somebody, but you're not in love with them. That dog won't hunt. You got a job, but you're not in love with that job. That dog won't hunt. That means you are not free from obstruction. That means that when the supervisor gets ready to fire you, you won't see it coming. But if you live, my brother, if you live, my sister, if you establish a neurological network, if you do what the research suggests, and if you release this hormone that is associated with motivation and reward, it's called dopamine. If you do that anytime you want, I release dopamine anytime I want. How? With my brain. How do you do that, Brother Will? With my thoughts. Because as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. So I can put images in my brain to establish a better focus. So I figured out many, many moons ago, doing a study at the American University in Connecticut, there was a gentleman by the name of Richard Sosas. This dude did this study that found out that there is a particular correlation between certain rules or regulations that are placed upon the mind that establish a power or a pattern or a pathogen in the brain. So Dr. Sosis, during this study, found out that there are certain things that you do, which I do, that establish, number one, better focus. Number two, less anxiety. And number three, more creativity. So I've been doing this for the last 20 years. And it gives me crystal clear focus. It gives me, and it removes all of my anxiety and my fear. That's why you guys say, when I don't do fear, I don't do fear because it's just some make-believe bullshit that's in my head. I do fear because it's neurologically impossible for me to fear. Because I neurologically rewired my brain using what I have inside of my book, Neurotheology, and inside of my book, Neurotheology and Nutrition. Because I know if you put it in your mind before you put it in your mouth, you change the landscape of the brain. And so based upon all of the scientific studies, again, that was another study that was done that talks about, and again, all of this is inside of my book, and I break this down in order for you to establish better focus, in order for you to remove all anxiety, in order for you to establish and have more creativity. That's why I can come up with so many titles. That's why I can do all of this stuff. It also gives you more compassion. It also gives you more memory or better memory. It also totally removes stress. And it activates the gray matter inside of the brain. And so this leads to better cognitive functioning. Now, the Bible calls this prayer, you call it meditation. I call it neurobics, neurons that's going through anaerobics. It's a combination. Now, you guys know I make up words all the time because guess what? Words establishes worlds. Father, touch the minds and the hearts of every person listening to the sound of my voice. I live in a world that most people don't know exists because I create words like the word clarinomics. It's important, brothers and sisters. Your words establishes your world. Wrong word, wrong world. My brain works because I got with the Father and I created a system that works for me. It may not work for you, but it works for me. Because I took the Greek words and I combined it to come up with what the English dictionary calls a mixture offered to the gods. That's what the word, again, P-L-A-N-E means. The scripture talks about P-L-A-I-N. Then there's another word, P-L-A-N. Then there's another word, P-L-A-N-E. All of these words are phonetically the same. Do you know the difference between the three? Let me make sure you understand, because you may think that you are right. You may think that you are right, or you may think that you are right. Do you know the difference between the three rights? The devil does, but do you? So I may W-R-I-T-E. I may R-I-T-E. See, I am right now, I am performing a rite. You don't know it, but this is what I'm doing. See, I'm performing a rite. R-I-T-E. This makes me right. R-I-G-H-T, which allows me to write. W-R-I-T-E. All of the Aleister Crowleys, all of the Antoine LaVeys, they do this every day. Well, they used to do this. The Helen Blavatskys, you know, the Apostle Pauls, all of the great minds, they all perform rituals, which is ceremonial rites that makes them write in their brain so that way they can write on a piece of paper and make it plain so that way you, when you read what it says in Habakkuk 2:4, take the vision, write, so that those who read it can run with it. So what you read makes you run. Heavenly Father, touch the minds of your people. If you read the wrong shiznits, you run the wrong way. Heavenly Father, touch the minds of your people. There is a way that appears right unto a man, but the end thereof is death. Proverbs chapter 14, verse 12. Read the wrong shiznits, you run the wrong way. So I don't allow, nor do I permit, nor do I even entertain other people's opinions, thoughts, definitions. I formulate my own. Because there has been a study that found that there is a direct link between epilepsy and the certain words that are used. Certain words affect people with that cup that comes from. I know this personally. I didn't read it in no book. As I told you before, I made a mistake. I had something on my wall twice at the time that both of my children were babies that affected them neurologically, and they both ended up with seizures. And I told you, you can never, ever, ever put the spinning circle and the triangle of Solomon together, ever in life. If you do, you just open up a demonic portal. Can't go any further into it. I understand what I just said. I've done it. I didn't read about it. This is very important. When you dibble and dabble in stuff which you know not of, you opening up doorways by which entities can come in and wreak neurological havoc on your brain. So what I've done is I've hardwired my neurons through neuroplasticity, exactly the way it says to do it in 1 John 4:1, which says, beloved, believe not every spirit, but try the spirits, whether they are of God, because many false prophets are gone out into the world. Brothers and sisters, your brain is hardwired, and you have the ability to rewrite it anytime you want. I highly recommend that you rewire your own neurological highway by reading the two books that I've written, and I've had these books eons ago. Speaking in Tongues. And there's a chapter inside of the book on page 45, Speaking in Tongues and the Brain. This is called glossolalia. I have this inside of the book as well. Glossolalia, G-L-O-S-S-O-L-A-L-I-A. It's a Greek word that means speaking in tongues. It comes from the Greek. It means tongues are to speak. That's what I'm doing right now. There was a research done, again, at the University of Pennsylvania that took the brain images of the women who spoke in tongues. And guess what they found out? It found out that what happens, the speaking in tongues has no neurological effect on the brain. The language center of the brain is not affected. Now, you should be asking yourself, Doc, what does that mean? Well, you got to get the book. You know, I don't want to give you guys all of it, this stuff for free. If you're already part of the Clarinomics Temple Building, if you're part of the Life Optimization class, you already got these books. Because I already sent them to you. Now, you probably don't remember it. You probably didn't even read them. That's why I highly recommend that you read. Brothers and sisters, this is not a game. You say, well, Brother Will, I don't know. Well, I got something that talks about the physical. I got brain scans. And it's interesting because the video that Brother Roman sent me about the guy, he didn't go into details of it, but it brought me back to my study that what I did 20 years ago when this guy now is just not finding this out. And I've been doing it for 20 years. Now, no disrespect to modern science. It's better late than never. But I intuitively been doing this. Because, again, that's my calling. So glossolalia is something that you might want to pimp the game. Because all of this stuff that people talk about, they say that people doing in the sanctified church is crazy. You might want to pimp the game. In this book, I talk about the physical benefits that was, again, measured by Dr. Carl Peterson and his wife, Vicki Jameson. And I got to study that was done by Dr. Carl Peterson, MD, at the University of ORU down in Tulsa, Oklahoma. And I got the study in the book. Whether you believe it or not, another study for another time. I also have in the book the central nervous system, the part of the central nervous system that has been identified as what some people call the G-spot in the brain. They call it the God spot. So I break this down inside of the book as well. This, again, is the cerebral. Remember I talked about the cerebellum, the cherubim, is code for cerebral. So there's a part of your brain that is the cerebral cortex. So in order for you to be plain, in order for you to control your behavior, in order for you, again, to order adversity, so that way you can learn to overcome it. That's what I do. Now, I don't recommend that you do what I do because, again, people may think you're a little cray-cray. However, I want to learn and grow. So I'm not afraid. I don't run from devils. I'm like Neo in the Matrix. When I see an agent, I don't run. I go towards the agent. So I don't run from demons. I look for demons. I'm the witch hunter. So a lot of friends I got are witches. Because they know I know what they know. And they know that they can't affect me. I got witches trying to put spells on me every day, all day. They texting me. They calling me. They say, I'm going to come visit you in your sleep. I'm going to milk your snake. I'm going to do this, that, and the other, all of this stuff. And guess what happens when I sleep? Sleep like a baby. Why? Because of the God gene. Let me make sure you understand, but when I was in the military, they gave us the VMAT-2. I've done this show. I highly recommend, if you don't understand, if you don't have a copy of my book, Neurotheology, that you go to Google and you type in the letter V, the letter M, the letter A, the letter T, and the number 2. If you don't understand the VMAT2 and what it does, that is the vascular monomine transporter. It is responsible for taking all of what they call dopamine, serotonin, all of the feel-good chemicals out of your body. Father, touch the minds of your people. They gave me this shot when I was in the military. It makes you a stone-cold killer. What do you think they do to people in prison? I'm just putting this out there for you to ponder. So there is a chemical. Now, again, Dean Hammer from the National Cancer Institute, Gene Structure Regulation Department. These knuckleheads is restructuring your genes. So you walk up to somebody and they want to punch you in the mouth and you don't understand why? They have no empathy. They have no sympathy. They don't even have the biological capacity because they got the VMAT2. This is given to people inside of the special forces in most military organizations because, again, it removes your ability to see your fellow man as a man. It makes you a killer. Now, the government knows about this, and so do a few other folks. But that's a way to override it. That's what I had to do. I had to put God, the big one, the real one, back in my neurons because somebody took him out. Now, I took it out when I was 8. Then I took it out again when my mother died when I was 8. Then when I was 13, I made this statement. I ain't losing no more fights. And the devil showed up and says, okay, we got you, homie. We're going to take care of you. Now, inside the movie, I talked about that demons can enter in doing fits of deep sorrow. That's when they can walk in. They can just walk in. Anytime you get dumped and you're crying and you're emotional and you're really upset and you're like, oh, I can't believe he did me like that, dog, and blah, blah, blah. You really crying? Yeah, that's what's showing up. That they feed off of that. That's called adrenochrome. They feed off of it. They need that drama. That's why there's drama and trauma. That's why there's all over the news. Because, again, that's not plain. You can't see. If you're crying, you can't see. If you're emotionally messed up because of a bad relationship or because they got fired on your job, because of the fact that you're sick or because of something going on, this is called Nazi neurons. Don't tell nobody I told you. Nazi neurons. Now, I don't know if I could tell you everything that I know because, like I told you, if I tell you everything that I know, we would not be friends. So I'm just going to give you just a little bit. I'm going to talk in circles for a little bit longer so that way you can understand. See, Romans chapter 1, verse 18 says something like this. Romans chapter 1, verse 18. The Apostle Paul, in fact, you know what? I'm not going to read it. This I don't want to mess up nobody's theology, but well, you know what? Hey, I'm already out there on a limb anyway. Let's do it. Romans 1:18 says, for the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who hold the truth in unrighteousness. The wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who hold the truth in unrighteousness. You got the truth, but you are in the wrong position. Verse 19, Father, touch the minds of your people. Romans 1:19, because that which may be known of God is manifest them. If you want to know something about God, it's in you. Don't tell nobody I told you. Continue to, you know, go hang out with the Reverend Dr. Bishops. But let me make sure you understand what I just said, brothers and sisters. Romans chapter 1, verse 19 says, because that which may be known. Some things can't be known. But that which may be known of God is manifested in men. For God has showed it unto them. God has showed you him, and he put himself inside of your genes. That's why I wrote a book called The Genie in the Genes. But did y'all read it? No, y'all didn't read it. But it's okay. I understand. I wouldn't read it either. Because nobody want to know the truth. The Bible says that we all have gone astray. There is none righteous. No, not one. The Bible says that there is none that seeks after God. None. Not even me. And I'm seeking after God, but I'm not seeking after God. So I need you to understand what you say, Brother Will, hold up, dog. You lost me. Okay, let's read verse 20. Romans 1, verse 20. For the invisible things of him from the creation of the world are clearly seen. They are? Where are they? Can you see it, brother? Is it plain, homeboy? Is it plain, homegirl? It's plain. I can see it clear as day, but can you? The Bible says you can see it, but you're not in the right position to see it. You ever notice if you're standing behind a rock, you can't see shiznits until you move and get in righteousness? See, unrighteousness have the truth, but unrighteousness, the word righteousness means right standing. So if you are standing, but you're not standing, you're not standing. You're standing, but you can't see. You ever go to a game and you're behind somebody got a big afro, a big wig, or a big hat on, and you pay, you know, umpteen dollars for these premium seats, and you're standing behind somebody and they got this big hat. You're like, oh, man, because you're upset because you can't see. You're in the right position. This is your seat. But your vision, again, the word plain, the topic for today, the plain path releases a pathogen that establishes a pattern that puts you on a pathway that leads you to your purpose. Father, touch the minds of your people. But it says, for the invisible things of him from the beginning of creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, 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 even his eternal power and Godhead, so that you are without excuse. Heavenly Father, what did you just say? So if I want to know God, I'm going to find something that he made, and I'm going to look at it, and I'm going to see in it. I can go outside and look at a blade of grass, and I can see God. And there's people sitting in church every Sunday, and they can't find God. People go out into the mountains. I know people that go on retreats. They go on sabbaticals, one-year sabbaticals. They say, I'm going looking for God, brother. Really? Well, they should go look in the mirror. That's what I saw, man. But they looking, why? Invisible things of him from the beginning of creation are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made. So the only way that you can understand the invisible realm is that you got to understand the visible realm. Father, touch the minds of your people. But let me see. You see, you want to understand eternal power? Do you want to understand the Godhead, the Pleroma? People ask me all the time, Brother Will, how do you know what you know? I looked at a piece of grass. I looked at my body. I studied my anatomy. I studied the human cell, just one cell. Everything that I know, I got from biology. Everything. So if you want to know what I know, study biology. Because the Bible says, again, being understood that the things that are made, even his eternal power. You want to know about God's eternal power? And even the Godhead. You want to know the truth? You want to know about the big G? So that way you are without excuse? Look at verse 21. Look at Romans chapter 1, verse 21. Because that when they knew God, they glorified him not as God. So you look at the body, and you study the body, and you're like, ah, man, I'm going to go study some Eastern mysticism. You're looking at God, but you're not glorifying him as God. You are still in, but I'm talking to myself, by the way, you're not in the plain path. Because seeing God, you're not seeing him. Because God said, hey, I'm hiding in plain sight, homie. Look. Well, I'm looking. But we're not seeing. So we go off running, studying some more. You know, we're going to go study something else. All I do is study anatomy. I study biology. That's it. Every time, and I'm blown away. I'm humbled. I'm brought to tears. My cookies are blown. Brother Rome sent me a video about this dude talking about spec imagery. taking pictures of the brain and doing brain work. And I'm like, this is like, he's on TED Talk talking like this business is new? What the? He just not figuring that out? These dudes on TED Talk. Shit, I should be on TED Talk. If they talking about brain imagery is like the secret to healing people, hello. I could have told you that 20 years ago. But let me make sure you understand the depth of the statement. I wish I could read it all, but I can't. We're almost out of time. I got to give you the solution to my what I do. See, I practice neuron aerobics every day. I practice neurological aerobics because I'm fighting neurological demons. And I deal with them neurologically. And sometimes I get assistance with my neurological repertoire through my diet. Because I understand what you eat is the result of what you think. So people say, well, Brother Will, you do some extreme shizness, bro. All of a sudden, you just stop eating all sugar. You stop eating all meat. And all of a sudden, you just go on a liquid diet for 30 days, brother. Well, y'all think I do that? Y'all think I just make this up? But Brother Will, you say you be doing a watermelon diet, brother. Yeah. Because I'm wanting to exercise my brain. I practice, again, mental gymnastics. Let me give you the secret to what I do. This, again, I shouldn't tell you, but I'm going to break it down for you. Brothers and sisters, there's an ancient art form that's taught in the ancient texts. But very few can understand. It is my prayer today that you understand that your nerve chemicals are called neurotransmitters. They keep the messages moving from one nerve cell to the other. We are all electrical beings. That was a book called The Body Electric. I remember reading it many, many moons ago. Anybody want to pimp the game? Because the Bible says, for this cause, God gave them up to vile affections, for even their women did change the natural use of their bodies into that which is natural, which is not natural. Why is homosexuality on the rise? Y'all do know that the only reason that the black population right now, most black men are gay. Y'all do know this. It's in the food, right? It's the food. It's the chemistry. Y'all do know that this is just not, dudes are just not everybody, like everybody. Like all males that I know, that's what I was worried about my sons. Because all black men that are young, look at the generation. They're feminine. Show me one, I don't know one masculine black rapper. None. I don't know no black rapper that don't wear skinny jeans. A real man, well, in my humble opinion, a real man wouldn't be called dead in a pair of skinny jeans. Hey man, I mean, it's too uncomfortable. Hey, my balls can't even fit. Why would I be walking around with my balls all crammed up against my thigh? Really? I mean, it just doesn't even make. I mean, I don't get it. But I see dudes my age with these suits on, with these skinny jeans on. I mean, with their pants, with the cloth stuck to their leg. Like, no. Why do dudes do that? Now, that's the culture. But again, you got to program the culture. Let me tell you how you program the culture. Let me tell you how you've been regened, homie. Neurobics. This is the key. See, how you think affects how you feel. How you feel affects how you live. How you live affects the quality of your life. So if I can improve how you think, I'm going to improve how you live. But that's another piece of the puzzle. It's called food. Because your food establishes your mood. Food is mood. Mood is food. So the neurotransmitters, they regulate the nerve function inside of my memory, my appetite, my mental function, my mood, my movement, my wake-sleep pattern is all controlled by neurons and neurotransmitters. So if I can disrupt one neurotransmitter, I alter the entire nervous system. I alter my entire nerve cell function. And that one change instigated a cascade of neurological adjustments that affects my physiologically, that affects me physically, that affects me emotionally, and that affects my mental process if I just make one neurological change. What if I eat a candy bar full of sugar? Sugar pulls water out of the brain. It dehydrates the brain. It makes the brain hot. The brain needs the fluid and the water. So then sugar has the same effect on the brain that cocaine does. Let me say that again. Sugar has the same effect on the brain as cocaine does. This is inside of my book, Neurobiology and Nutrition. And I break it all down for you. But Brother Will, that sounds great, brother. But I need something else, man, to assist me. Let me make sure that you understand the greatest gift that was ever developed. And that is you. Brothers and sisters, your ability to choose what words go into your brain makes you a god. We are the only species, if you want to use that term, that we can choose. Now, a dog, he has better hearing, but he can't choose what he hears. See, if I hear something I don't like, I click turn it off. Like right now, you're listening to me. You don't like me, you can turn it off. If a dog is sitting there, he ain't got no thumbs. He can't grab a knob and turn it off. He just suffers with the sound. It's annoying. Whales are beaching themselves because they're suffering. They can't turn it off. Dolphins are going cuckoo because the Navy ships out in the well, out in the ocean, are releasing these sounds in the water to make the marine animals, because the world is held together by the sounds that the whales and the dolphins make, that frequency. That's another study for another time. But I need you to understand, my brothers and sisters, that you have the ability to do something that other people, other species can't control. Frequencies, waves, and vibrations. Because if you want to improve yourself, you got to improve the understanding of the human mind and the brain and how it affects mass and matter. Do you know that your brain molds matter? Now, it was inside of the movie, that the last Transformer movie, when they talked about programmable matter. Who programs the matter? You do. Now, the watchers are doing it for you right now because you don't have your power. See, the big G sent down the watchers so they can watch, because the observer determines what is observed. So until we, now remember, the Bible says that all of creation is groaning right now. All of creation is groaning and they're moaning because they're waiting for the sons and daughters of men to take their rightful place. So in other words, every plant, every tree, every rock is pissed off at you because you're God and you don't know it. You're walking around and you're allowing sound to affect you instead of you affecting sound. So I can say something to you right now and piss you off. If anybody on earth can say something to you and piss you off, you're not a God. You're not operating in your calling. You are, again, like it says in Romans chapter 1, verse 18, you are unrighteous. That means you're not in the right place. So you can't see God in everything. See, I see God in everything. If I see somebody commit the most heinous crime, I can still see God in it. There's always a silver lining in every dark cloud. Because again, what you see is what you be. So I choose to see God in adversity. I don't see, remember, I made the correction. I'm hoping you guys made the correction too. I don't see adversity anymore. I only see prosperity. I don't see sickness anymore. I only see health. I don't see ignorance anymore. It exists, but I don't see it because I choose not to see it. I only choose to see wealth, health, wisdom, and great toe-curling relationships. So therefore, what I see is what I be. And it's important, my brothers and sisters, that you take authority. See, let me make sure you understand. Genesis chapter 1, verse 29, and God said, see, I have given you every herb that yields seed, which is on the face of the earth, and every tree whose fruit yields seed in it shall be your food, and it will establish your mood. That's why everything you eat ain't got no seed in it. Them suckers are not crazy. They know what they're doing. You can't control your mood. They do. That's why Monsanto is monstrosity. Monsanto, what are they doing? They took out the seed, because with no seed, my brothers and sisters, you will always have need. So who is the authority on eating? I can go through all the scriptures, but all this inside of my book. So if you don't understand theocentric nutrition specifically, you don't understand theocentric thoughts or thinking as a man thinketh, which is chapter 2 of the book. See, if you don't watch your thoughts, they become your words. If you don't watch your words, they become your actions. If you don't watch your actions, they become your habits. If you don't watch your habits, it becomes your character. If you don't watch your character, it becomes your destiny. And you're on the wrong path. All because you didn't watch your thought. Thoughts becomes things. See, your thoughts, they pass through your conscious mind. They go to the subconscious mind. And then they go to the unconscious mind. And there, they influence all your actions. See, you can train your own brain. I've been doing it for 20 years. That's the only reason why I'm here. It's called mind over matter. I take my mind and I put it over matter. So you have to exercise, my brothers and sisters, your mind. You need some mental fitness. You need to make sure that you understand. This is everything that I teach. This is everybody's part of the life optimization class. You're getting this already, even though you may not understand it. But every day when you're listening to me, every night when we're doing the next series that we got coming up, oh, man. Again, you guys should go ahead, and I'm going to start posting the stuff now for the next series because you have to evolve into the next level, which is light. And I'm going to teach you how to do that. You're already doing it. It's already going through the process, but you need to understand. What is it that you have to understand? What I'm talking about today, my brothers and sisters, is for you to understand that we live in an electric universe. You are an electric being. And it's your job to evolve into light and become a light being. And we're going to break all of that down into the next series. Now, I saved the best for last. So we're just about out of time. I practice mental gymnastics. It's called mind fitness. Now, Jeremiah chapter 3, verse 12 says this, "For I am merciful, says the Lord, and I will not keep anger forever." Number one, don't keep anger. I don't give a beep what somebody do to you. If you hold it inside of you, anger, again, is danger. Once you get angry, the devil shows up, and now you're in danger. Number one, to rewrite your brain, there is a blood-brain barrier. This blood-brain barrier is intact for a reason. Everybody who have Alzheimer's, that blood-brain barrier has been pierced, probably usually with aluminum or mercury. So mental gymnastics, again, one of the things that helps to develop Alzheimer's, anger. Jeremiah chapter 17, verse 4. "You have kindled a fire in mine anger, which shall burn forever." If you do got anger, you can feed that anger. Somebody does something wrong to you. When you feed that anger, you're kindling the fire in your brain instead of in your blood, which we talked about in the last series. So you cannot harvest anger, my brothers and sisters. If you do, what that does is that causes you to spring a leak or leaks in your brain. And these leaks in the brain, that's designed because what it does, it changes the blood vessels, these small blood vessels that, again, not only in your eye, but also in your brain. This is where glaucoma comes in as well. Anger causes all of this, along with diet. But it's primarily we're focusing on the mental stuff today. Because, again, we're talking about neurobics. N-E-U-R-O-B-I-C. Not anaerobics, not aerobics, neuronrobics. It's all mental. Again, your blood flow is only two things. Number one, mental. Number two, diet. All of this inside of my book, Neurotheology and Nutrition. If you're not a part of the Life Optimization Team, if you're part of the Life Optimization Team, you already got this book. You get it for free. For some weird reason that you haven't joined the Life Optimization Team where you're getting all 60 of my books for free, you're getting 365 hours of audio for free. You get one-on-one coaching for a year for free. Well, I shouldn't say for free. And right now, I'm having 50% off. I think today is the last day or next day. That's how I got my the new clients that I've been talking to. 50% off. The program costs $5,000. Right now, it's 50% off, $2,500. And you select your monthly payment. As long as it's more than $100. The payment is supposed to be $500 a month. So you can get in on this program. And I'm not trying to, you know, I was going to really like promote it and advertise it, but it's such a good deal. Sometimes I make good deals and I think about it. I'm like, damn, I'm giving away too much stuff. So this is one of those good deals. This book, again, if you don't have it, you can pick it up. I'll pick it up. It sells for $49. I give it to you today for, I don't know, what, $20. And we'll throw in both books for $20. What the heck? So I'll give you my book, Neurotheology, and my book, Neurotheology and Nutrition, today for a donation of $20. Just go to the website, click on the link that says donation. When you make the donation, just email me, hey, Doc, I just paid the $10 for each book. Or what I would highly recommend is that you join the Life Optimization, because it's only $2,500. You can pay me $100 a month until you pay out the $2,500. Or, again, $200-$300. The content is released based upon the amount of payment. So if you're only paying $100, also, which I didn't say, this also includes your Dale Kinnear report. Now, if you already have a Dale Kinnear report, then I'll knock off the cost of the report. So I'll let you in for $200, take off $300. But today's the last day, I think. I set it up. I did it Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Today is Sunday. So yeah, today's the last day for the 50% off. So anybody listening to me, you want to jump on Life Optimization so you get all 60 of my books. Because in this book, I break down the last piece of the puzzle, which says this. Your heart and your brain both regulates the blood flow inside of the body. This is, again, produces what is called a neuroprotective substance in the body. Now, these substances, again, we can go through all of them and the scientific names and all that stuff, but we're already out of time. All I need you to understand, my brothers and sisters, is the anaerobic activity that you should engage in order for you to activate and maintain your mental fitness is that you got to bring every thought into captivity. And then you got to eat foods that contain a lot of them, omega oils, or what is called brain food. Those are the only two things you got to do. Now, people tell me all the time, well, Brother Will, that sounds too easy. Exactly. Mind fitness. There's nothing. God uses some. It's called omnisimplistic. Everything about the big G is omnisimplistic. That's one of the 10 omnis inside of my other book, The Standard, which you need to get. This is the Holy Grail. Because, again, your thoughts are food for your frequencies. Don't tell nobody I told you. Let me tell you this again. Your thoughts are food for your frequency. Let me say that again. This is what I do, brothers and sisters. People ask me all the time, Doc, how you do it? This is it. Your thoughts are food for your frequencies. Now, there are minerals and enzymes. They are called excitotoxins. I control them with my brain. So let me make sure you understand what I just said. I control my food with my thoughts. I control my food. Food has no nutritional value. I give it nutritional value. Food is acidic. I change it and make it alkaline. You can do the same thing with your brain. That's why Dr. Emoto, if you don't believe me, go to YouTube, type in Dr. Emoto. What did Dr. Emoto do with his brain to sewage? He had sewage water. He drank it the next day. Well, the next, maybe it took him a week. Now, I've been doing this for 20 years. Your thoughts is food for your frequencies. Let me say this one more time. It takes a while for it to register. But see, every object has a natural vibratory rate. You change it. This is called Qigong. This is called distant healing. This is called frequency healing. There's this dude on YouTube that does something with his hand and he uses energy and he's healing people. This is energy healing. You can do it. What if you put that energy into your food? Now, when you bless your food, that's what you're supposed to pray over your food before you eat it. So what if you got something that somebody's trying to poison you and you take your frequency, no weapon formed against me shall prosper. All who rise up against me shall fall. You put your dunamis power in, you put your frequency into your food before you put it into your mouth. So your food positively affects your mood, even though if it was negatively intended. So you put it in your mind before you put it in your mouth. Father, touch the minds of your people. That's the secret to neurobics. That's why no weapon formed against me shall prosper. Because when the weapon is sent, it is met by my mind, by my frequency, by my aura, by my chi, by my prana, by the ruach, by the pneuma, and it changes it. Because again, a lower level vibration is subject to a higher level vibration. The Bible says it this way, and let me shut up because I talk too much. The Bible says it this way. Every thought you must bring into captivity. You must bring every thought into captivity. The Bible says that no weapon formed against me shall prosper. All who rise up against me shall fall. No weapon formed against me shall prosper. Now, it can hit me, but it's not going to destroy me. I can get knocked down. I ain't invincible. You shoot me, I'm going to bleed too. But I'm going to recover. So I need you to understand, the principle of resonance states this, that a higher vibrational level vibrates on something that vibrates on a lower level, comes up to that level. Jesus said, you said in your law, if a man looks at a woman, if a man has sex with a woman, he commits adultery. Jesus said, if you look at a woman, you commit adultery. What did he do? He just elevated the law. Now, the fruit of the Spirit, I'm paraphrasing, you want to read this. If you don't remember anything for today's message, please remember this. Other than the fact that you got to put it in your mind before you put it in your mouth, that's the number one thing to remember. Number two, you have to remember that thoughts are things. And the fruit of the Spirit, love, joy, peace, gentleness, meekness, self-control, against such things, there is no law. Let me say that one more time. This is very important, and I'm closing. I just need you to understand this because this is really important. This is the only reason I'm on the planet. I can't tell you what happened to me. I can't. Because if I told you, we number one, you probably would not believe me. Number two, we would not be friends. Unknowingly and then knowingly on some occasions, how can I put it delicately, put myself in certain situations that I should not have done. And other people who put themselves in those same situations, they're dead. And the only reason that I'm not dead is because of what I'm telling you right now. And I can't say anything further than that right now. Maybe later on we can go deeper into this and I can break it down a little further. But let me tell you this. This is the God's honest truth. The fruit of the Spirit. Now remember, the word fruit is a result. Spirit is a mental disposition. So if a mental disposition, you got to build up what is called a neural net. It's called white matter in the brain. So when I look at your brain in an EKG machine or any other kind of device that shows me your brain, I should see it comes up a little like dark spots. I should see a bunch of dark spots in your brain. That's white matter or gray matter, depending on who you talk to. If I don't see those, then there is no what is called there's no neural net. So you got to establish a neural net in your brain. That should be one. That should be four neural nets in your brain. Number one, I am wealthy. You should have said that so many times to yourself that you got a big ball in your brain that's a bunch of thoughts of wealth. The next neural net that you should have in your brain, I'm health. Next one is wisdom. Next one is relationship. Wealth, health, wisdom, relationship. Now, you can establish any kind of neural net. The Bible calls it a spirit. That's why you can have a spirit of alcohol. You can have a spirit of lust. You can have a spirit of envy. That's why in the church, everything's a spirit. You go up to prayer, and the preacher lays hands on it, and he say, I bind that demonic spirit. That's what they're saying. They're saying that they recognize that there is something in your brain that is controlling your behavior. And so they got to release it. Well, that does work. It's called glossolalia, and I got the proof inside the book. But you can do it too. Or you can let the Reverend Dr. Bishop do it, or you can do it yourself. Or you don't allow it to establish itself from the jump. How do you do that? Galatians 5:22. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, forbearance, forgiveness, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness,